The 4th Annual Mackey Awards will begin right after this. Thank you very much. Always look to the name Paul Mack for the finest in recorded telephone entertainment.
Wonderful! From the outer depths of a complex chamber of high-fidelity studio railroading, in a large section of Van Nuys, California, where not even the makers of Friday the 13th sequels dare to film, from a place where people could care less about Leonard Nimoy. Not in the least bit dead, but an incredible stimulation, it's the 4th Annual Mackey Awards!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, moviegoers of America, it's time.
Please.
No.
Please.
Give me $10.
I got $10.
Hand it over.
I can't hand it to the window. Fuck. Dual farts.
Hi, did you know Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary? Oh, definitely with Paul Mack.
Okay.
I can't talk like this anymore, Paul.
Oh, that's better.
Hello, and welcome to Paul Mack's 4th Annual Conceitement Kick in Excellence awarded to all the best in telephone funnies. I'm Dennis DeCrepo, and you're not inviting you to join us as we honor all Paul's choices from 1985. With special appearances by Paul Mack and Paul Mack, presenting special awards to Paul Mack and his friends as Paul Mack honors all the people associated with Paul Mack who didn't get their Artie Award this year. No thanks to all you jerks out there listening to this recording right now. You never even voted for the guy. I mean, you are scum. You are the lowest depths of the earth, according to Paul. That's what he's going. So may a dog in heat romance your shin for the month of July. That means hump your leg. The 4th Annual Mackey Awards are brought to you by microwave, by satellite, by picking up your phone and dialing 818-989-7500, and may not be heard on any other entertainment line in the world. Well, except in Libya, where handfuls of terrorists are using this recording to torture innocent victims, usually American Christians, to sleep for hours and hours upon hours and hours. The 4th Annual Mackey Awards are also brought to you by Max Snacks Limited, the makers of Movie Munchies and Captain Ego. He's on a spaced-out mission in the Twilight Zone. And now, your host for the presentations and a man who more than likely will remind you somewhere in this program that he's the proud owner of an old beat-up 72 Chevy Nova, Ma Bell's answer to something out of a bad dream, my friend Mackey, Captain Ego to you, here he is, Mr. Paul L. Mack.
The 4th Annual Mackie Awards will continue right after this. Hello, and welcome to another fine edition of Paul Mac Presents. A new high in telephone output of fidelity has been added to your ear. You are experiencing Mac Sound. Hello and welcome. I'm Paul Mack and I'm here to present another fine series of recordings for your listening enjoyment. We proudly welcome our new host, Mr.
Worldwide.
You welcome our new host, Mr. William Wyatt, in a crazy common seven comedy series entitled host, Mr. William Wyatt, in a crazy common seven comedy series entitled The World. You welcome our new host, Mr. William Wyatt, in a crazy common comedy.
Mr. William Wyatt, crazy
common. Another fine series.
For you listening,
Mr. William Wyatt, in a
crazy common side.
Look at the name, Palmer.
Telephone internet.
And star of your show, Mr. Paul Mack.
The word here is enthusiasm tonight, folks. That's right. I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you, aunts and uncles. Thank you all. Yes, sir, and hello. I'm Paul Mack, and welcome to the first live taping of the Mackie Awards. Mackie, that stands for Mack's Annual Conceitment Kick in Excellence. Yes, sir, that's where the best get together to celebrate the best in recorded telephone entertainment. Now, you're all probably wondering, what is a Mackie Award, and who is involved with the voting, selection, and recipitation? That's right, I said recipitation of these prestigious awards. Well, to answer those and any other questions you might have regarding this ceremony, we're providing a reading of the rules and regulations governing these fine Mackie Awards coming up in just a moment. That's right. But first, I'd just like to say how excited I am about doing this show for an audience this year. This also marks the first time this show wasn't done in front of a mirror. Also, there's no canned laughter or applause on this show. We figured we can shorten the show at least 45 minutes by eliminating all that unnecessary hype. And besides, if we told you where to laugh and applaud, Bob 213 might have just taken this show seriously. But on an even more serious note, I'd just like to dedicate this show to the gruesome twosome, that's right, who made it all possible to record live this year, Mr. Nino Telefun and Mr. Brian W. Feedback. For without their incredibly long and funny as in spoofable Artie Awards presentation this year, this show would not have been so insulting. But anyway, that's enough ragging for now, and on with the show that was sponsored by the color purple. And with all its pleasantries, will surely help me to acquire the color black and blue, or at least a laurel and hearty handshake. From all my friends, to you, I thank you very much, and now, the rules of the game.
I love that.
Thank you!
Instant News, bringing you up to the weekend reports on what's happening in the phone world and beyond. Because there's more to life than news, weather, and gophers.
All nominees in the 4th Annual Mackie Awards must have been a boisterous egomaniac filmmaker from January 1st, 1985 to December 31st, 1985. All Paul Mack and New Paul Mack considerations must have aired for a period of no less than one full year from the time they were pushed onto the other lines not associated with Paul Mack. Classy, top-quality phone fun, though extremely entertaining, is not eligible for the Mackies. Lines that people actually listen to and are a big part of telephone entertainment require too much skill to operate and therefore are also not eligible. Only losers with a former 761 prefix will be considered for a Mackie Award. Winners were chosen by Paul Mack and Mike the Dog, and all ballots received caused confusion at the Mackie P.O. Box, so were therefore shredded. The deadline for balloting was June 17, 1863, and any ballots received after that date were likewise shredded. Leftover ballots from the 4th Annual Artie Awards, with X's next to anything spelled M-A-C-K, were, however, tallied for the Mackey Awards. And X's next to any name not spelled as such were removed with whiteout and corrected. Paul notified himself in advance of this recording so as to practice his acceptances. Should there be a tie in any category, it will be deemed a shared win as long as both have the same Mac surname. Should a tie win be otherwise, the award will go to the party with the closest resemblance to Paul. There were spots for a write-in on your ballot, but as they appeared vertically in the crease, were mistaken as only long black lines. And all trailers represented in this program remain the sole property of Paul Mack, PMP, and Paul Mack Productions, as well as the Mackey Committee, whoever that is.
Typical governmental bullshit.
The X's on the news.
The 4th Annual Mackey Awards will continue right after this.
This is not the movie line. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Thank you very much. Yes. Anyway, it's now time to begin the most highest of high, cheapest of cheap awards. That's right, the Mackey Award. That's right, brought to you by and for Paul Mack. That's me, on account of I'm so great and I like me a lot. Thank you. Anyway, before we get on with the meat categories, I'd just like to start with our annual charity category. That's basically where we don't award something to myself and perform charity. And basically each year the Mackey Committee presents this special award to someone who is basically, well, shall we say, deprived of an Artie Award due to the lack of a single vote. That's right. Count it. One single vote. And this had, especially annoyed the Mackey Committee this year due to the fact that the person who won the Artie for Best Comment Line did not even, in my opinion, and I count on this show, deserve this particular privilege. Now, please be reminded that this is not our policy or place, however, to declare, you know, who should have won that Artie Award. However, you know, we're sure as hell going to try to, you know, make things better tonight for that man who should have won that particular Artie Award, you know, for Best Comment Line. I want to tell you, I mean, this is ridiculous. Now, earlier this month, the Mackey Committee had a closed-door meeting and decided unanimously with thumbs up that this next individual should be presented with our most generous and extra special award. And that award, of course, is our annual Daniel Russ. You won't be seeing me at the Artie Party Award. That's right. Now, basically, this wasn't a category that I was allowed to vote for on my Mackey ballot. However, this award is, well, usually fought over by the most irritated non-recipient of Artie Awards from the previous year. And this year's most pissed off loser from last year's Artie Awards is none other than our very own Bob Ob. Bob, come on down and accept your award.
Pardon. Hi there, everyone. Well, thank you, Paul. Well, after I heard that I lost my Best Comment Line Artie by one vote, I felt as if the Artie Committee really gave me the short end of the stick. After all, what are friends for? Why couldn't Eno have thrown it for me? Let's face it, if Richie Calcom won last year's Artie for Best Comment Line, then who's to say who might win next year's? I'm proud to win this year's Mackey for the Daniel Ross. You won't be seeing me at the Artie Party Award. And unless I can cancel my pet turtle's haircut, you won't be seeing me at the Artie Party. Thanks, Nino, Brian, and the Artie Committee for all your loyalty. Thank you again, GBFN. Oh, yes. Hello, Rich. Did your mom make you pick up your bedroom floor yet? I heard the maid quit. Talk to you later, Rich. Bye.
Six 9 2 4 2 is here. Point. 702-0429 is output. You better call quick or all you'll get is this put.
Well, there you have it, another fine example of how charitable the Mackey Committee can be by voting one of its line runners in distress, the 1986 Daniel Ross You Won't Be Seeing Me at the Artie Party Award. Another fine, proud recipient, Mr. Bob. Congratulations, Bob. And now, here's just a reminder of how much work and effort Mr. Rob put into his tapes of 1985. This is a prime example of why the Mackey Committee voted Bob to win the Daniel Ross You Won't Be Seeing Me at the Artie Party Award. The following clips are a collage of the best of Observatory from 1985. This is why Mr. Ob won this award, because he did such a fine job in 1985. Let's listen to some of those clips right now. Hello, and welcome to this week's Observatory Tape, brought to you by Paul Mac Presents, the people that care about Paul Mac. You know, this song's really been bugging me. I've always wanted it to say something different, something important, a real message. Shine, Observatory. Let's go for the gold. Let's go for the brilliance. Let's go for the stuff. Hit it, gang. These are my boys. They work for free.
And last but not least, I'd like to say hello to Gypsy. That's about it. Until then, later days and better lays. I love Gypsy.
I fucking love
it. Miss Finkelmeyer, bring that telephone over here. Hurry up, we're making a tape. Come on, let's go. Come on. Bring it over here. I'll shut up. Bring me the telephone.
I said to do this. I'm trying to study.
Bring me the phone, will you?
No, don't.
Finkelmeyer, give me that phone.
I'm your girlfriend.
Not my girlfriend.
Yes,
you're my secretary.
To study.
Get
girlfriend.
Out of here. Secretary.
Girlfriend.
Secretary.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, I'll slap you. Get out of there. Go in the other room.
Asshole.
Get out of here. Yeah, I'm good help these days anyway. Well, how do you like that? A compliment from Mickey Canoga. Well, at least I did something right.
Shut the fuck up.
What? Once again, congratulations, Bob, on your Mackey Award. You did a fine job in 1985. Anyway, our next presenter has often been referred to as conceited, egotistical, and a loser. And boy, oh boy, higher flattery you just can't come by. He reached telephone stardom as the co-host of Dual Phase over in Studio City, California, where he claimed no one could escape his tasteless sense of humor. And well, no one did, as he spewed forth such awful jokes which no other comedian would have touched with a 10-foot spew. So who better to present the award for biggest disappointment than he? The biggest disappointment of 1985 by popular vote in the 4th Annual Artie Awards. Here he is, the man who should have been a contender, Mr. Paul Mack. Ooh! Well, thank you, Paul. And how about listening to my latest monologue after the show? I guarantee you will be disappointed, buddy. Well, coming from you, Paul, I don't doubt it will be disappointing. Well, thank you, Paul. After all, I do have to live up to my reputation, you know. That's right, you and me both, buddy. Anyway, this year's biggest disappointments were few and far between. Wait a minute.
What?
What are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing? Well, I'm presenting the award for biggest disappointment.
No,
you're hosting the show. I'm here
what
to present.
What are you
present.
Talking about? You're...
Yeah.
That's right.
You got it, buddy.
I'm sorry, I just got a little confused here.
You're telling me.
That's okay.
In the circumstances, that's perfectly understandable,
I certainly
Paul.
Hope so. Forgive me, Paul.
That's quite all right, Paul.
You sure now, Paul?
I'm positive, Paul.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anyway, this year's biggest disappointment...
Will you get out of here?
Oh, get out yourself.
I'm presenting this thing. Now get out of here.
Chris, I mean, who hired you anyway? And like I was supposed to be saying, this year's biggest disappointments were few and far between. But when they came, Malmu, they hit harder than dead meat on a merry-go-round. But all seriousness aside, these three candidates received the majority of my votes for biggest disappointment of any year. Now, first of all, there was Paul Mack for Demise of the Movie Line. What's the matter, Paul? Couldn't take the pressure? Or were you just tired of Mickey Canoga being your biggest and most bothersome fan, eh?
1985 saw the demise of Dave Burbank, the disappearance of Michael the Galactic Hitchhiker, the controversial Believer's Choice series brought to the telephone, and celebrated a 2-year anniversary tape. And then finally, our original 101st tape in two parts. Which brings us up to today, June 23rd through the 27th of 1985. The Movie Line's farewell performance. Or is it?
Paul Mack will return in 1986.
From Russia with love.
Paul Mack, for not winning any Arties in the 4th Annual Artie Awards. What's the matter, Paul? Weren't the callers fair to you? Or was Mickey Canoga the only one who voted for you, eh?
Wonderful. Well, thanks again, YNW Feedback. The man's working so hard tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. He's great, isn't he? I mean, he's the host of the 1986... Artie Awards presentations, and I'm so proud not to have been in his place this year.
Doggone it!
Let's face it, I mean, I won nothing.
Doggone it!
Well, I won something, but it was nothing.
Doggone it!
Look, Mom, I'm the biggest disappointment.
Doggone it!
People will ask me on the street why I didn't get more Artie Awards in the 4th annual thing.
Doggone it!
And I want to thank you all for voting for me, because I have no callers to thank. I certainly don't want to thank my callers, because there's none left. You know, they're all, you know, on the wild side at the time being. But I'm going to thank you all for being such a jerk and not voting for me in the good meat category.
Doggone it!
And finally, Paul Mack for making the 4th Annual Mackie Awards. What's the matter, Paul? Are you a poor loser? Or did Mickey Canoga get you so pissed off when she presented you with the biggest disappointment award in the Arties that you decided to go ahead and make this tape? Eh?
Yes, I'm a lawyer for Mr. Telefunk. And it has come to our attention that you have infringed on the Artie Awards for presenting this Mackie presentation. We have constricted puny damages and will be seeing you in court with William Wildleaf and Brian W. Fesbeck. And we mean to take you up on this matter. Get back to me at my office. 'Cause you in serious shit, boy. Yeah, this is a lawyer for Mr. Telefunk. And you got puny damages that you caused. All these people, you're gonna regret making this tape, boy. You're gonna regret this. This is a lawyer. You're in serious shit.
Once again, the nominees are Paul Mack for Demise of the Movie Line, Paul Mack for not winning any Arties in the 4th Annual Artie Awards, and Paul Mack for making the 4th Annual Mackie Awards. And the winner is... Okay, the envelope, please. Oh, I have a good feeling about this. It's Paul Mack for not winning any Arties in the 4th Annual Artie Awards. You know, if someone told me about a month ago that I was going to win another Biggest Disappointment Award, I probably would have laughed in their face. And today, here I am again to pick up the Biggest Disappointment Award on the Mackie for not winning any Artie Awards in the 4th Annual Arties. Well, this is a pleasant surprise, and especially in winning for this particular category, because Steven Spielberg and myself both agree that I got the short hand of the vote at this year's Artie Awards. And to all of those who voted for me in this category for the Mackie, I'd just like to say you're probably the kindest group of charitable individuals that I'd never want to meet. But seriously, thank you all, and my dedication goes out to the callers who didn't vote for me in the 4th Annual Artie Awards. Thank you very, very much, and God bless. Congratulations, Paul, and good luck with the rest of the evening. The 4th Annual Mackie Awards will continue right after this.
You're listening to Round 2, Round 5, 2, 4.
For God's sake, strap yourselves down!
This is a growing army of recruits from coast to...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.